Follow Pete, And he took the rooms of the Coliseum and he in back those full of gas, and I saw those old broken down pillars, and some lay in this way, and some just cracked and rolling, and just as they fell, that's the way they lay. No one did their movement. From all parts of this globe, men and women would come. They paid a fair price for a guide, and they went out, and they stood in the Coliseum at one time, perhaps wild animals tore them from limb, men and women whose faith relied in God. Yeah. And, yes, the blood ship speaks from that ground, and maybe the ground of the world beats the song. Perhaps it's gone. But nevertheless, those gold ruins, they're worth thousands, they're worth millions today. People go everywhere just to see. There's a beauty in all those ancient things. Men and women have the antique packets, they're hung on all the time. But there is nothing, sir. There is nothing so desolate. There is nothing so awful, so awesome. There is nothing so moving, so disturbing as a wasted life. And folks, if we lose what we have, I don't know in God's world where we'll ever fit in again.
That's right.
I want to give you a very simple, certain, solemn message. I want to speak tonight on things we never get over. Is that this is a message for evangelists? Let me do the work of one of these. And as I read this little verse there, if anyone, any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, I see that nobody goes to heaven alone, and nobody goes to hell alone.
That's right.
He not.
That's
right. There is nothing alone. And I told my Mary's make a mistake when he pulled off in a corner and thought he can take it by himself. No, 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 no.
Right.
And no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no.
It has in there a great host of molecules. You don't see them, but they're there. And there's a drawer over there. And each molecule has its own little atoms go around there that you don't see, but they're in there. There's nothing alone. Not our solar system by itself. Everything is hitched and joined and hooked up together. And I tell you, God's people, they have a pretty good unity to all members in this body. Praise the Lord. I can make you spiritual, or I can defile you. If you're following with me, it depends. We rub off on one another what we don't have. Now it says, let, here is my thought, let there be any kind of work, or profane person has ego, who for one morsel of meat stole his birthright, for he knows how that afterward, there's that other word again. When he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected.
Amen.
For he found no place of repentance. It is nothing but the goodness of God that leads a man to repentance. It ought to make your heart be eternally grateful. It ought to make your soul sob. It ought to make your hands go up in the air. Any time your feet have become wayward, and the goodness of God leads you about to a place where you stand with him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm so glad that you put out this story. Thank you. get the job done. If God only just about to go, we could get a hold of him. It's all over. The jig's up. You've had it. It's all.
Yeah.
profane means to violate or treat with a liver. I hope that my heart will always bow down to the things of God. I don't mind telling you, I've had a lot of people come to my pulpit. I've never yet in my life put any strings on anybody. Brother, if it's in that book, I'll get up in front of God and everybody else.
Sure.
And bow down to the word of God. And I'll give you the best rack you ever saw, hanging right above your head. How about that? after 75, kids, they had to find over the remaining one left. And that means that this old boy, just to be the first born, he got his name. He got his choice and everything. And he got the name. He got the good stuff. And not only did he get that, he just used to run the whole lot.
But you're looking at a bunch of people around here that we have to put
up.
It could have been given to others, but God chose us to have it. And I'm not about ready to just take it out and set it cheap.
Well, we've got too many people letting it go. Just a little old Saturday night swing. Bring somebody else to fill it and tell him ready for an easy going church. It's just be muscle bit and not preach the impersonal riches. Didn't not write to me.
Television.
Now, one of the smartest colored men Los Angeles, he's made bishop now. He got a mind on another switch. He can see. He makes sense. You know what Francis Bolton said? This is Bolton is calling now. He said, we now are turning out to be Pentecostal people believing in Christ the Spirit. You hear me now? They have watched so much worldliness in their living room. Orientation now comes back, and I don't mind telling you, and there was a time when that group was just really led to the line. They would really lay it to the line. I've got some of the old bylaws of the original standards they made. I tell you, it's tough. Wouldn't even let you wear a black tie. You couldn't get by with a short suit. You had to wear a black suit. Not even a two-tone suit. Well, that's not something you matter. You felt like you was around holiness, people.
Yeah.
But something is wrong now.
That
had been fine just to you all the way. And you're finding out, I said, well, what things always say.
I got it.
You see, when you begin to take the step along the wrong road, and another big enough to admit it and back up, and do right, and straighten up, that's why I tell you folks, there's some things you just never get over.
You
hear that?
Yeah.
You just never get over.
Right, I heard it.
Now, they were the people of God. And brother, when the death angel came over the stroke of midnight and judgment hard on his heels, I'll have you to understand God's people went out of there. They had the roof of man on the hand, had the head on the head and shoes on their feet, and a walking stick, brother, ready to go somewhere. And God is not the only thing up here, and that's the part that part got away. They walked over and give you all a picked up the tambourine and I mean they just cut their load up and had them with that. God gave them manna to eat and he gave them water out of a rock. And I'll take them out. God was a pillar of fire under them and he was like a fire in a big pot. Oh, the little sun come down about 125. I'll have you know my God just, I just make a big chain for them. And that cloud just began to roll on out of there. Praise God and just cover the whole place.
Yeah.
When the time came to go across the ticket for him, you know there were 10 spies that had a bad report and just 2 had a good. You hear that?
Yeah.
Just 2 had the good.
Yeah.
Now, they could have made it in just a little while over there, but somehow there was something wrong with their wood straight now. And so when 10 come back, all they saw was defeat. All they saw was a little battle and a little effort. And I'll tell you, it's going to cost you something to get the good things, eh? It's going to cost you something. Thank God to take the center and fight that mountain. But thank you, God. You get over there and finish like a judge man that came to help. Thank God you come back a joy in your own grace. And you come back, brother, with hurt kind of God still on your back.
Oh,
youngest, the ablest people that couldn't let the old daddy stay because they'd never missed the hunt. You know, they just stood there without the sound of a heart, and the cool, gurgling water slowly moving all around them, and the wind mournfully whistling through the willow leaves. Somebody said, "Let's sing again. Let's sing a song." And somebody said, "I can't sing a song. It's just not in my heart. I'm beat down. I can't do it." They had forsaken God, had forgotten God, had become so wretched, wayward. God left them, brother, in that thing, and they never got it.
Right.
You hear what I'm talking about?
Thank you.
come with me to the palace of David. He leaves Jerusalem. He takes the back entrance. He runs for his life. He has a terrified look in his eyes.
Yeah.
He does not even pause for a moment to get all of his possessions and these needful acquisitions. He runs, brother, to save his eyes. Absalom has ascended to the throne. It looks like everything is lost. And now he's got the king and I giving him a curse. What's going on, David? I'll tell you what it is. Remember one time when you was really wrong and you took that other fellow's woman?
Yeah.
And you did it? Oh, yes. It didn't take long to do it. You had no business doing it. And you perpetrated the death of a deed. But I want to tell you, now you begin to read. And if you come with me, step by step, you will see, please. Again and again, this man had to leave the harvest. He didn't want to read. He had to see his daughter defiled by the hack, brother. He had to see I stuck out my old skin hand on the road to Reno one day. And here come a little old heck of a car. Here he come a puttering and a fucking and a melting about. He finally stopped. And it was St. Austin. I was raised Catholic with all things out of St. Austin. I think Mother said, boy, she had to. Other than about it. And I ran out of my head, and he's wheeling all those old finished tires there and brakes. And I run my myself in the front seat next to him, and that's too easy to pass. He looked like a car, you know, for me at that time. I had a little old man in the front arm, like the car team. And I had a pair of sneakers on, or a pair of tennis shoes, I'm saying, on a tennis shoe, but full of money. And raising one pocket, toothbrush for the other. Got the baby hair. Got the whole world of the jacket. Didn't have a word in that. Didn't care where I ate or slept. Praise the Lord. There was a kidney meal. I'm busy days apart. Didn't bother me at all. So I left those women over and they didn't have a good thing on. Long sleeves. Two people going up to the phone. I looked at them and I said, and he can get it, son. That's the old boy. Where you go? As far as you take him, a whole lot of money. I'm all over the name. Three! He gave a little old talk to do and different things. And they were just about a little boy there. Finally, he said, son, well, you haven't heard the story of Jesus Christ. He said, let me tell you. Oh, baby, you might have heard it back on your voice. And a bomb barrel down in my soul. And it's got the answer out of the lips and tore and died and tore and tore. And I swooned in that car. And the longer he talked, the worse I felt, I got under conviction until the hair on the front of my head began to stand up, and I felt the wind coming on me. I didn't know what to do. I began to shake. I had never experienced any conviction. I didn't know what in this world church really was. I had never been in a Pentecost service in my life. And I knew 2 minutes to get them on. relinquish my home for what I now have for a little old next of me. Do you want me to come around and out of darkness? Like father lost Beverly? As I scream the one faint ray of light of hope, final flicker of it, please, as I know I'm in the darkness, as I yell at night, and down low, have I gone out? Oh, you want me to stumble and stagger throughout eternity, looking for a door out of me?
Boys are all